When Nick Hall uses the word reset, you can imagine a video game giving you a chance to start over. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Nick explains what it looks like when Christ resets a person's life.
Typically, what we'll see is that a lot of times we're seeing students whose lives are being transformed by the gospel, and they're experiencing a reset life, and then they're going out and being a part of resetting others. For instance, we had an event about a year and a half ago in Washington, D.C. There was a young guy that came. He's 18, 19 years old. His name is Yasser. And Yasser came, and he had been, you know, he'd been involved in faith, but he'd kind of drifted away, and he'd kind of been getting involved in different things, girls and partying and all these different things. And at the event was really a turning point for him of just feeling like God was calling him and speaking to him, that God wanted to use his life, and ultimately that he was supposed to be a part of something bigger than himself. And so that night, Yasser began this journey of saying, Jesus, I want to live this lifestyle. I want to be a part of seeing a reset happen in my heart.
Out of Yasser's renewed relationship with Christ came a passion to reach the young people of his city.
So from there, he started praying. His heart started to change in terms of who he was caring for and thinking about. In fact, he became burdened for his whole city, started to plan an initiative to draw young people all across the city. And actually, what began with him and a few buddies grew to 10, grew to 15, grew to 20, and they ended up having over 1,200 students come out. And at that event, they had 200 students respond to the gospel. And so that's just an example of multiplication.
Has your life been reset? You also can make your life count by praying for others and seeking ways to share his life-changing power with them. For some helpful advice, go to makingyourlifecount.org.